Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under this sun and this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I was gone yesterday. I had to go to Chicago. I had to do some work in Chicago and came back and was exhausted, so I didn't get the teaching in. I had to leave early, but I wanted to go over. I was reading in Corinthians, and I always ask God kind of where to go and in the morning and where to read. And I was going into Corinthians, and I came across this, and then like the it was so quick. Like there's three verses, like pop, 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 that jumped out that I want to go over. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye having all sufficiency, and this is self-sufficiency, in all things may abound to all good work. If you don't think you're good enough, that's not out from the origins of God. Again, and God, if you go to God, you have God has your back. I mean, He has your back really regardless, but God asks us to go to Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Recognize Him, and He shall direct thy path. And God is able to make all grace abound unto you. Grace is that loving disposition. All grace, that ye having all self-sufficiency in all things may abound to all good works. That's a lot of alls. You have everything right now. Even if you don't feel good enough, it doesn't matter. Verse 10, now he that ministereth liberally and liberally supplieth seed to the sower, both liberally supplieth bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, something I didn't go over right before this is tithing. This talks about, but if you go to verse 6, but I say, he which soweth frugally shall reap also frugally. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. This has to do with giving. You are to tithe 10% of your income. A lot of people have a hard time with this, but it's the truth. God asks and requires us to give 10%, 10%, not sparingly, but bountifully. And those who give bountifully and enjoy giving, once you start to do this, you're going to see a total increase in your life, a total increase in your life. You give. And you might not, it's not necessarily, I don't go to church. We do home fellowships. I don't even send around the horn of plenty or whatever yet. It's going to happen, but you give. And one of the things I condemn myself is when we were super broke, I'm talking like $300 a month broke, I didn't give 10% of that. There's a thing in here that talks about like the woman at the well that was giving 2 pence, like everything she had, she was giving to God. God requires that. And this, again, when you read into this, because God is able to give you all sufficiency in all things, and he that the same person that gives you seed is the same person that's going to multiply that seed, praise him, thank him, and give him of the bounty, 10%. It's once you start to do it, like when I got back into doing it, it's incredible, the bountifulness. It's all around you, that surrounds you. Not totally changed what I was going to talk about today, but yeah, whatever. Here we go. Verse 11, being enriched or made rich in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth or worketh through us thanksgiving to God. It causes thanksgiving. When God starts just dumping things on you, bountifulness, you can't not thank God. And he wants that, obviously. And he wants you to succeed, obviously. Being a Christian has nothing to do with walking around in fear or being that, I mean, that reverential awe, that's one word for fear, but not anxiety, not being afraid. If you jump to verse 10, chapter 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the carnal nature, we do not war after the carnal nature, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down or the destruction of fortresses, casting down reasonings and imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge, and that's the experiential knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. having all readiness or and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience with your obedience is fulfilled. The point is that you capture every thought. Every thought. Right now, when I was talking about tithing, what did you get the emotional feeling to not do it? Did you have that like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that? That's that carnal nature that's in direct opposition. God tells you to do that. And like, look, there's a lot of stuff in here that I get like about, you know, but that's the beauty of it. When you start to bring your reasonings into what God says in his word and into what Christ said in the gospels, you got to change your heart. You got to change what you think on. So he thinketh as he is. The things you think about, they make you you. That's the heart of your distinctive character. You got to change what you think on. If it's antithetical to God, you got to change your thoughts and you got to get them back to the word, knowing that God's going to take care of it. And also, God loves a cheerful giver, and you're going to see this bountifulness in your life once you start to give 10%. Ask God where to give it. Ask God who to give it to. You'll know. I'm telling you, you will know. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to who? You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you pray to Jesus Christ, it won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great and beautiful and blessed and happy day. Have a great one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do. Again, I lift up my shoulder that you get this thing back, just reconnect or do whatever needs to happen, stop my nerves from doing what it's doing. Get me back to 100%, Father. I just thank you for the doors you're opening and the things that I'm seeing. It's just really great. I pray that the stump shop, that it picks up and that the business continues to move and is driven forward. That this new, that what we're talking about doing is the right one, that you open the doors that need to be opened, that you close the doors that need to be closed. And I just thank you for the opportunity of the business, the opportunity to be around my family, the opportunity to teach, and just the blessings of fellowship and how much it blesses me and the people that come. And thank you also for the miracle last weekend of saving that kid that got electrocuted, Zach. I just pray for a great day today, and I lift it all up to you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.